For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a 5-0 win over Augustana on Friday night, joined by Yuri Vaisanen, scored a goal, won a big faceoff, which led to another goal. Yuri, how nice was it to just kind of, for the most part, offensively and defensively, manage that game Friday night the way that you guys were supposed to?
Yeah, I thought it was huge. We had a good start, and I thought that was key. We haven't had, you know, too many good starts this year, so that was huge. And I think it was great for everyone's confidence, managing the game, both, like you said, offensively and defensively. So it was huge.
Let's go through Carter's goal. You win that thing cleanly. Early part of the year, faceoffs were an issue for this team. Then you lose Jackson Judding, who was probably your best faceoff guy at the time. How much better have you guys gotten? How much work has it taken to get that much better since then?
Yeah, I mean, I think Juts was at 53% when he got hurt on the dot, and none of us were even close to that, so we've been struggling for sure, and we put in a lot of work, especially the last few weeks here, and I think it really showed tonight. I thought we were pretty good on the dot.
A little unnoticed on that play. You win the draw. Kirkland goes right to the net and screens the goalie. Carter makes a great move, getting to the middle, using the screen. Does that goal happen without Kirkland?
No, I don't think so. And it creates so much space, too, for Carter. He had a lot of time on that goal, and I don't think that happens if Kirkland doesn't go to the net right away.
We interviewed Kirkland then after the second. After, in 20 seconds in, you guys score another one. He caught a great pass from Vinny Corcoran. Kirkland gave himself zero credit. So I'll throw the ball into your court here. How much credit does he deserve for catching that pass? Because that's not an easy play.
Well, probably all of the credit, honestly. I mean, I thought it was just a great transition overall by everyone involved. All I did was skate up the ice and, you know, pretty much had an empty net there. So I thought he made a really great play right there.
Tom used an interesting quote in the postgame. He said, "We sold out in the third." You're up 5-0. Shutout isn't in the back of your minds, but they're awfully hard for goalies to get. It's a team stat. I get that. How important was a shutout on Friday night?
It was huge. We wanted to do it for Schultz. He's been playing great all year. And, you know, you don't get too many opportunities in college hockey to get a shutout. So, and I'm just proud of the way the guys played in the third. We shot them down.
You're without Kyle Loft, well over 100 games played. Without Tony Fulmer, close to 100 games played. There was maybe a chance you were without Will Magnuson. How impressive was that defensive performance?
It was huge. I thought a lot of young guys stepped up big tonight, and I'm really looking forward to getting Lufti back. I mean, the future looks really bright for us, so that'll be huge.
We don't know where this team is going to be a month from now, but if you play like you did tonight and you take care of what you're supposed to take care of and guys are getting experience, maybe you get some guys back. Is the sky the limit yet with this team?
I think so, for sure. I mean, we could play the right way the rest of the year and still not go very far. I mean, that's just what happens. But I think we have a really good chance with this group, especially with getting so many guys back right now.
Best of luck.
Thank you.